front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want the crew to grab the name and numbers of these three callers, Joshua, John, and Brian. I wanted to get to all the callers. I tried, but I Royce White is neck and neck in the polls in Minnesota to win the Senate and win a Republican seat from a Democrat. And he's a great guy and a friend of mine, and he's about to host the rest of the hour. So I'm going to hand the baton to him. I will shoot three or four emergency reports today. The war room's coming up in 54 minutes with Owen Schroyer. I cannot express to the listeners that you're everything. When you share the live feeds of the shows, we reach 30, 40 million instead of 5 million. We are game-changing. This broadcast is having a big effect right now. That's why they've been fighting at the Justice Department and Deep State to get us off the air. And I know I hammered it for the first hour and a half of the show, and I'm going to keep hammering it, that the Democrats have openly signed executive orders and ordered the military to prepare for civil unrest and martial law and killing of U.S. citizens, and they're saying armed uprisings on MSNBC, and they're saying Trump's sending the military to kill everybody. Kamala Harris is. It's outrageous. But they're telling you what they're going to do, and they're preparing false flags, and they've said it's going to be a racial war. That'll be the cover for the globalist attack to legitimize their ongoing coup, as Dana White said, and I played it twice on the show. I posted it up on X if you missed it. But he gets it. He goes, there's already a coup. We're under a coup. They're going to try to extend another 4 years, and we'll never get out of it if they continue this. And so it's all going on right now. So you've got to get everybody to vote to override them. Just like the lip reading that's confirmed with Obama last week, talking to Biden. Yeah, we're losing. Yeah, we're behind. It's not working. Well, there's still time. And they're extending the election out weeks now in the key battlegrounds to find those votes. And when people get pissed off when they see what's going on, they block the windows out and say they're not counting votes, and they are. They're going to do a false flag, a mass shooting or something, a bombing, and say Trump supporters did it. They've told you it's coming. Cyber attacks they're going to blame on us. This is it, the fight for America, and they're going to fight dirty against us. But we are 12 days out. And I cannot express upon you enough that the general public is awake, but they don't know exactly what's going down. This broadcast is like holy water and high noon to vampires and silver bullets to werewolves. They want it off the air. They don't want people seeing it. So take clips, re-upload it, share the live feeds, share the archives. I'm literally battling 18 hours a day to stay on the air and to set up backups with other folks and do all this stuff because I'm not going to back down during this. I was born for this and so were you. It's not just the most important point in my life. It's the most important point in your life. But regardless of what happens to this election, we are winning the hearts and minds. We have the initiative and we're forcing the enemy out in the open, and that is a serious victory. Kamala's running around with these debunked, recycled lies. Here it is, London Guardian 2 years ago. He loves Hitler. Same lies. The chief of staff, Mark Meadows, all of them say, not true. Didn't say he hates Mexicans. Didn't say screw this Mexican, who, by the way, was chopped up and murdered at a military base, veteran. So it's going down. So I ask you again, look at the keeping Steve Bannon in jail after his release date. They're taking Giuliani's apartment right now in New York. People thought my lawyers were bad. He couldn't even hold them off for a year. And I'm not saying his lawyers were bad. People say, oh, your lawyers are bad. This is all unconstitutional. The courts are rigged in many areas, and they sue you in the areas they control. People say, well, you better back down. No, I'm going to fight harder. They want me off the air because I'm telling the truth and I'm effective. So if they're afraid of this information and you want to get them off your back, then share the show. It's real simple. You're not going to save the country. I'm not going to save the country, but together with God's help, we are. And support our sponsors, drjonesnaturals.com, incredible supplements. The fluoride-free toothpaste with all the nano products, the nano silver, the iodine, the tea tree, the peppermint, all of it. It's back in stock. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, feels like one, cleans your cells out, is incredible. Everybody should be taking it. drjonesnaturals.com. Get the supplements, get the T-shirts, get it all, thealexjonesstore.com. I can't do this without you. The bad guys are at the gates because we're kicking their ass. And this is a team sport, people. Whether you want to be in this war or not, you're in it. The globalists are coming for your bodies. They're coming for your energy. They're coming for your children. They're coming for everything. They're starting World War III. Most countries have been tyrannies. Tyranny is more common than freedom. Freedom is rare. We've got a bad case of tyranny. You've got to admit it. You got to pray to God, and you got to take action and know your actions won't save us, but our collective actions will. Royce White, great guy, whether he wins or not, and it's very close in Minnesota for the U.S. Senate. Doesn't matter. He's on the field, the man in the arena. Let me read you the man in the arena. Guys, pull up the man in the arena, just the short quote of Teddy Roosevelt. But let me read you Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman senator and philosopher. He lived 106 B.C. to 43 B.C. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politics so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. I've got that on my folder of guests. I've had this in here for like 8 years. When Trump talks about the enemy within, he's specifically about the globalist, with the human trafficking, the open borders, all of it. They lie and say, no, he's saying the people are the enemy. Well, whoever's running this administration and the coup, whoever's running the administration and the coup, has signed orders for war with you and to kill you specifically. They're doing what they say Trump's doing. This is an outrageous scandal and dangerous. Now I'll read the man in the arena and hand the baton to Royce White. The man in the arena, excerpt from the speech, Citizens in the Republic, delivered in Paris, France, April 23rd, 1910. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the great deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at least knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Royce, appreciate you being here. Sorry to cut into your time. Just a minute or two. I got a question. You're taking over now.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to leave and eat my lunch while you're talking.
Yeah.
But you see all this. You see what's going down. How would you quantify this historically? And what does Trump and his surrogates, what do we need to do right now? Because clearly they're attempting to steal right now in front of us. And they are openly preparing and saying civil uprising, military uprising. I mean, this is going down. And I just don't think people understand the urgency. Royce White, take over.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And congratulations for all of your work, Alex. You're an American hero. I love you as a friend and as a sort of mentor. And I think you're 100% spot on. I think he's 100% spot on about how dangerous the times really are. And I said since I started my election, my candidacy, my time in politics back in 2022, I tried to run against Ilhan Omar. I lost a primary, Republican primary there in CD5, only about 10,000 primary voters in that area, in that district. But I've been saying since then, it's not just about the outcome of the elections. Because the outcomes can be tampered with. I mean, I don't see how that's controversial. I was in a debate last night on Rattlesnake Jake's YouTube channel. You can go check that out with the Kid Mason, who you just saw in a debate with Charlie Kirk not too long ago. Recently, it's come out online, and you know we were talking about this entire idea that democracy is threatened. I mean, this has been the main headline and central to their narrative going into this election and to this entire chapter of American history. that democracy itself is under threat. You know, 2020, January 6th, and it's all based upon a lie, and a very brazen lie at that. You can go back to 2018 and watch both Kamala Harris and my opponent, Senator Amy Klobuchar, both say, you know, very casually, you know, kind of right there on primetime television, MSNBC, that the machines are not secure. You even got Kamala Harris saying on the record that we should go to paper ballots because the Russians can't hack them. Now, obviously, election fraud and you know, the insecurity of the machines is all okay if it's aimed and directed towards the Russians, because the Russians are still the apple of our eye. For some reason, every couple hundred years, somebody in the West gets brave enough and the courage to try to invade and conquer Russia. It hasn't worked in the past. It's not going to work now. Now it's really not going to work. Back then, you know, Napoleon was able to march through Russia somewhat and make some headway. But now the Russians would never allow it, and they would go to nuclear war before they would see anybody make landfall and occupy their in territorial Russia. But the point is, back to the, you know, what I was, the machines aren't secure. But that's not okay. We need to change that. We will change that. When Donald Trump gets in, when he wins, if he wins, we'll change that. It's not going to be easy. The fight's just going to begin on November 5th when he wins. And I'm not saying they're going to call the election on November 5th. I wouldn't venture to guess that's how it's going to happen. But I will say this. Even if we're cheated, even if they, you know, rig the elections, which you have to assume they're capable of doing, and that shouldn't be considered a conspiracy theory. Anybody who openly says they're willing to reprogram their political opponents is telling you that they're more than willing to do anything to achieve the desired outcome. So rigging an election.